And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. Captain Al is here. Captain Al Clowers, Bay Bass Guide, offshore, inshore. Freshwater does it all.
Yeah, man, we're having fun talking all kinds of fishing, talking everything, like Pete says, from leopard sharks to big tunas to bonefish to largemouth and everything in between. We're having a great time with a guy that knows all about this cool stuff. And if you want to join us in this second hour, we want to hear from you. Two ways that you can do that. Again, our local line, that's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us on that toll-free line. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Those are your opportunities to get through to Let's Talk Hookup. Not only going to get a chance to talk to Captain Al, you're also going to get your shot at winning that great prize. Again, at the end of the show today, we're giving away a three-quarter day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. A great opportunity to go fishing on a fantastic boat. Captain Taro and the whole crew, going to be a great time.
You betcha. Let's talk to Captain Ron Baker. What's up, Captain Ron?
Hey, guys.
What's
Pete
up, Ron?
Al and Rick, man. Another year. Just called in and got to remind everybody that next Friday and Saturday will be our 23rd year doing our Lake Poway Youth Derby.
23 years.
Wow.
And that means you guys have been along for the whole ride, too, Pete. I thank you so much. You know, we've had a hell of a run up there. And I don't know. We have a camp out on Friday night. We got a pizza feed. Seminar by Mike Long, how to win the Lake Poway Youth Derby. Bring all your kids, can bring their rods in and get them all rigged up. And then, of course, Saturday's the derby, you know. And I don't know, it's just a wonderful event. The weather's going to be good. It's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. 23 years, man. That's a lot of sponsors, a lot of great people that are involved. Couldn't have done it without you and everybody else that's helped us. So.
Yeah, now, Captain Ron, describe it. So the Lake Poway Youth, they stock that lake. City of Poway stocks that lake with lots of trout, right?
Yeah, you know, we were the ones that started planting those tailwalkers from Nebraska here quite a few years ago when the fishing game quit stocking and whitewater hatchery went out, all these put and take lakes for wondering where they were going to get fish. So we, Dave Richards and I got on the computer and we found a hatchery in Nebraska and we called them and asked them if they could bring trout and they said they could and that kind of started it, you know. And last year's tournament, Pete, was probably the best trout kids youth derby I ever heard of because there was two fish that were on the scales that were over 11 pounds.
Wow.
Oh,
one was in the morning, and when Allie Wagner was there from KUSI, and it made the TV.
That's cool.
That's neat.
You know,
and it's all about the kids, right? The rods are free. The food is free. Instruction is free. You just come out, bring your kids, right?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
If you don't want to camp, you can just come out how early in the morning on next Saturday?
6 o'clock. The fishing starts at 6. So you can just drive in, get parked, get set up. Or Wayne and the boys from Bloody Decks will be there rigging rods. And yeah, it'll be a wonderful event. It's always been well attended. You know, that event has been a stellar event for 23 years. And I'm pretty proud of what we've done there and all the help. And it's wonderful. It's just plus Lake Poway is a really safe venue for kids. It's a perfect lake to have a tournament like that on. And it's good, you know.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, so it's next Saturday. Yep. Gates open at 6 a.m. And
well, they
could
show up. The gates are open from 4 on if they wanted
on,
to.
4 on, okay.
But the gates are open, I think, up until 11 at night for the guys that want to come out and camp.
All right, so if you want to camp next Friday night and get the pizza
yeah.
feed and get your stuff all rigged up,
yeah,
and then
yeah,
all
good.
Free,
it's
bring
good.
The kids. Captain Ron, yeah. again, what a great job. Again, yeah. you've taken all those kids fishing, and good luck with the event.
You know what, Pete? We figured between all your listeners and everybody else we rounded up through the years, we've had right at 10,000 kids go through that event.
Wow, that's fantastic.
That's cool.
Good job, buddy.
Great. All right. This
Bye,
coming
guys.
Saturday, thanks, Captain Ron,
thanks.
Lake Poway Youth Fishing Derby. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's your best number. Next up, let's talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, that bone fishing, I've watched it on TV before, but never really done it. So, you know, sight fishing for freshwater bass, I've got kind of that experience. But my question is where do you launch out of that? You know, what is that trip like, you know, in the day? How do you launch, what time? And then what is the best time of year for that?
The best time of year for it is pretty much in the spring through the summer, as long as the water doesn't get too hot. August, that water back there is almost about 80, but I keep my boats at Marina Cortez, so... Harbor Island, if you're fishing with me, that's where
right
we
across
from
the San Diego airport.
Yeah, and...
Easy to park, easy to deal
yeah,
with, no launch ramp.
Yeah, there's no paid parking yet, but I think that's going to change. so the parking's free over there where my boat is, and then... we venture to the back bay. It's all done in the back bay from by Nasco all the way back.
So if somebody calls Captain Al and says, I want to go bone fishing, what's the deal? Is it full day, half day?
Yeah.
They have, you could do, you know, recommended half day. That's pretty much all you really need.
All right. How much does a half day go?
For two people, it's $450, and then it's $50 each additional person up to six in the bay.
So $450, two people could go for a half day, which is what, like 5 hours?
7 to 12.
That's 7
to 12.
Such a good deal.
Yeah.
And that's all you need in the bay.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, because you're fishing a tide. So.
And that's everything you need. That's rods,
yep.
reels,
everything.
Everything
you need except your license, lunch, and your beer. If they want to bring beer, they bring some beers. And
there you
what
go.
A, what a good
the license
deal.
And I have coolers with ice and everything, just like a regular trip.
A couple hundred bucks split between a couple buds,
yep.
and away you go, and you're fishing
yep.
bonefish.
Yep.
I think that's such a cool deal.
Yep.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Again, CaptainClowers.com.
Correct.
And again, that's a fun thing to do with kids, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You want
yeah.
to take, I mean, the nice thing about the bay, and especially for new fishermen, mm-hmm. and that's probably why you get a lot of out-of-towners, is it's calm.
It's
the
calm,
biggest,
it's
the biggest waves are wakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some boat
yeah,
driving by too
the,
fast.
It's the non-sick, it's the people that get sick's perfect place.
Yeah.
Because
they get
it's like being
yeah.
on a big lake.
Yeah. They get to go fish saltwater stuff. It's not big fish, but it's, I mean, still,
oh,
you,
it can
I mean,
be
in the bay,
fish.
It can be. I mean, back there when we're bone fishing, sometimes I have a couple kids hooked up bone fishing, and the other people are catching big old leopard sharks.
Yeah.
They're all in the same spot.
That's so cool. And it's light tackle. It's fun.
It's light tackle.
It's easy.
Oh, yeah. It's easy stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
You want to get through? 858-457-1090 open right now.
Gary in Lake Tahoe. You're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Gary?
Good morning, Gary.
How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, the question is, I'm going to be replacing some reels for the salt. Do I need to go to the two-speed that everybody's talking about, or can we just stick with the traditional level wind?
Well, it depends what you're looking for, really. I mean, a two-speed's a nice tool for the big fish. You know, some of them, actually, the big fish, you really absolutely have to have them. Depends what you're targeting, though. You know, I have a lot of single-speeds that I use throughout a lot of different applications, from calico bass all the way to the 30, 40-pound tuna, you know.
Depends, too, on, you know, the what you're fishing for, the size line, you know, how important castability is or not. You know, a two-speed's never going to cast as good as a star drag. You know, I mean, even with a reel that's as fantastic, you know, casting as something like a Talica would be, you're still going to cast better with a Trinidad or a Tranks. But, you know, when it comes to pulling on a big fish with as much power as a Trinidad has, it's still not going to compare to the power that a Talica has. So it just all depends on the level that you need it at. I usually say that 40-pound is where it's it's probably a good call to make the switch. You know, not to say that there's not plenty of scenarios where you wish you had, you know, fish and light line bluefins and things like that on 25 and 30. You probably wish you had it, but 40-pound tends right. to be the line size where it's probably smart, if the budget allows for it, to make the jump to having a two-speed.
And the nice thing about, like, a Talica two-speed is it's lightweight.
Yes.
It does cast well.
Great.
And then they have the two-speed if you ever need it.
Yeah. You have very little disadvantage going with a reel yeah. like that.
And
yeah.
and the variety of sizes. I mean,
yeah.
10, 12, 16...
From an
20,
8 to
25.
A 50.
Eight, yeah.
yeah. That little 8's a cool reel, too. I mean,
cool
you know, for...
It's got
you,
some power.
Yeah, you can load it with 50-pound braid or 65, like 65 Max Quattro would be a great line size. That little 8, I mean, it's the size of a bass reel, but if you fill that thing with 65 Max Quattro, you're going to get hundreds of yards of line, and you literally have the power to take a big tuna.
Yeah.
It's a really cool little rig.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting on the water. We're going to talk to the man, our fishdope.com reporter and your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Today, the Catch Port sponsored by And the Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and more importantly, it's very easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives, as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-off collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check anzaknives.com for more details. That's anzaknives.com. Or you can check out Don at the Crossroads Gun Show today in Costa Mesa and get some more information on Anza right there.
All right. Go by and say hi to Don. Talk fishing with Don. He's a big fisherman. So, and check out those incredible Anza knives. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete and Rick. Guys,
what
a phenomenal weekend. This weather is insane.
We'll take
it.
We will take it.
They're talking about this big northeast, but I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it down here. We're down here in Dana Point right now doing a little work on the boat, and it is flat, glassy. It's beautiful down here. And yesterday was just insane out on the water. But, hey, guys, we are kind of in a transition period right now, unless you're lucky enough to be on one of those boats that are going down the line from San Diego. Unbelievable bluefin fishing again yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Those guys that were on the fish got limits yesterday. It's pretty insane because it's the end of January, and we're talking about limit-style bluefin fishing. Plus, there's still yellowtail on the kelp paddies down there. It's pretty bizarre. Up in our zone, though, we had a horrible drop in the temperature of the water. The water dropped almost 10 degrees there last week after that big Arctic blow that we had. And it kind of put the fish in a lockjaw situation here. Up and down the coast, the water's kind of coming back a little bit. It's warming up. It's in the low 60s right now. But we're just kind of trying to figure out what's going to go on here. I know there's some sand bass on some of the local stones. If you're lucky enough to get a little bit of squid, you might be able to get some of that sand bass to bite. If you're over at Catalina, you can figure out that squid situation over there if you're lucky enough to make a little bait. There is some yellowtail and some sea bass to catch over there. But everything's just starting to get back to normal here because of that wind that we had last week, and it dropped that water temperature. But all I can say, like I say every week and I say every time I talk, is there's never a reason to not go fishing.
Never.
That's the truth, buddy.
Beauty of fishing, right, Captain Dave?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
Al agrees with you, right, Al?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're catching. You just got to go.
Yeah.
You just got to enjoy it. Yeah, and this time of the year, you get that bonus whale show and all that, man. It's
right, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, fishdope.com always has the current information. You want to know where the fish are, whether it be inshore, offshore, north, south, east, west. That's on fishdope.com, and $20 off a new membership. The Fish Dope hookup now is it lowercase, no space, hookup now is $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And I'll bet hookup now would work for $20 off a guided trip with Captain Dave too, right?
Sure, I'll give you $20 off if you call me and use that.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Dave. Hey, how do we find you, Dave?
Well, there's a couple different ways. I got a cool website. You go on the web, look at yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and we'll get you out there and we'll get you catching.
All right. Thanks, Dave, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you, Dave.
All right.
Appreciate that very much. All right, 858-457-1090, open right now. Here's your chance to get through. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Steve? He's calling us from Laguna Beach this morning. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Pete, Ricky, and Captain Al, how's it going?
Great.
Hey, good morning.
Okay. Hey, Captain Howe, I love fishing the harbor, jetties and beach, whatever. But next Wednesday, we're going to have that lunar eclipse, and it's pretty early in the morning. And I was wondering what you thought about how the fishing might be around that lunar eclipse, if that would have an effect on the fishing at all.
You know, that's an interesting question. You know, I don't really pay attention to all those lunar tables in the bay. What I pay attention to is the tide.
Yeah.
If the tide's
tide is key, right?
If the tide, yeah, I can be blinded and be just looking at a tide chart and a wind chart, and I can tell you exactly pretty much what's going to happen in the bay.
Yeah. So what's a good tide, Al?
Yeah. What's
A medium, like a 4-footer incoming, outgoing. You know, in the morning. In the afternoons, it's pretty important to have an incoming tide, because in San Diego Bay, the wind, there's a big long area downtown where the wind blows with the tide. Everywhere else, it blows across the channel pretty much, you know, on a typical westerly wind, you know?
Yeah. So outgoing tide against your fishing, wind against current kind of thing, not a good scenario.
Anywhere from 3 foot up is good.
Is morning that much better than afternoon?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
50%.
50% better.
On average, going through my notes, yeah, 50% better in the morning, you know, but afternoon does bite.
Is that because wind, or do you think they just physically bite better? Like, are you better boat position in the morning because you don't have the prevailing wind, or do they just like to feed better in the morning than they do in the afternoon?
Well, I think they feed pretty good hard in the mornings, but it went with the way I fish with my type of clients, wind has a big thing to do with it. You know, if you have an outgoing tide like this afternoon and you got a westerly wind, your boat kind of sitting there. You know, you got to do a lot of other extra stuff to keep moving naturally. You know, my experience is if you're moving naturally with the tide, you're getting bit pretty much.
All right.
You want your boat to be traveling the same direction that the tide is, whether it's in the bay or out of the bay, you want that. So if the wind is blowing opposite of that way, you're not catching as good.
Or you're not moving as fast either. So the tide's ripping underneath you. I mean, you know, for the experienced anglers, you do a little bit of adjustments and you're still going to catch them. But what I'm talking about is the typical regular client that I have. You know, they don't do a lot of different work. They just kind of want to hang out and drift. But there's other ways to catch them, to deal with the wind and the conditions.
Yeah.
You know, in the afternoon. But in the morning, it's a lot better.
Different. Hey, Steve, fill us in on this lunar eclipse on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we have it's a trifecta this Wednesday. We have the super moon. We have a blue moon, which is 2 in 1 month, because we had one at the beginning of the month. And then from 4:51 to 6:07 is going to be the time that the eclipse happens. And, man, Dana Point Harbor at that time of the morning is really cool. You know, I wanted to ask one other thing. Captain Al, is it important in the direction that you're dragging your artificial? Like, say, I'm fishing a spot where the two channels meet till it goes out to the water. Do I want, like, say on the low tide, the water's, of course, coming out of the harbor. Do I want to drag my lure in that same current direction? Is the fish looking for my bait coming in that direction? Or pulling it against the current, is that make a big difference?
Great question.
Yeah, I like moving it with the current.
With the current, because the fish are more or less looking up current for bait coming at them.
Correct.
So casting up current and dragging it back.
Correct. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Certain
applications on certain, I mean, I'm picturing like a point underwater, you know, you got two channels coming together is what you're talking about, kind of like.
Right,
you know, they can
position
the on either side of that or whatever. You might need to, you know, ultimately, you might have to stick the trolling motor down and get in position and kind of fish it a couple different ways, you know?
Yeah, I'm rock hopping at that point, and or, you know, kayak. But I do, one last thing. Man, when Rick released those sea bass, 6 months ago, when did that happen? Like in the summer? He released 10,000 of them out of Dana Point.
Rick Jensen.
Yeah, for about a week. Right on this little spot, man. I kept catching them, and I was jumping around and yelling and screaming, and people were looking at me going, what's going on? And I'm going, these are sea bass. And they were looking at me like I was nuts. But, man, was I pumped. I wouldn't even tell any of my friends, you know.
Yeah.
It was just too good.
That's fun.
That's awesome.
All right, guys.
Good. Hey, well, thanks for the tip on the lunar eclipse. Very good. That's thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are getting packed up, but there is a shot for you to get through. 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Al on the Mighty 1090.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Hey, you know, the fish are always biting in San Diego at one spot, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
That will never let you down. It's always good. They call it the freshest thing in town, and that's exactly what it is. Every time I go in there for lunch, which working at the Landing is like once a week, I just, my jaw drops when I see that case. Their case put together so perfect every day.
And I'm, God, you turned me on to those grilled shrimp tacos.
Oh, my God. So good.
It's the best tacos in the world.
I know.
Yeah.
The thing about Point Loma Seafood is all of their stuff is so fresh. All the ingredients they use, clearly the fish is, but it's everything else that goes along with it. Like, everything those guys do is
And you look at their case, everything from shrimp, crab, lobster, swordfish, salmon, halibut. I mean, it's endless. Yeah. And every day is different down there. It's whatever's fresh. That's what they put in the case.
I always tell people, if you're going into a market that does nothing but sell fish and you walk in and it doesn't smell like fish, you're in the right spot.
That's the spot. And that spot is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's SNAPPINS.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Great time in here with Captain Al, and we're going to find out some more great times. We're going live to Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. No, we just came back from a day and a half calling out trip, and really some downright fantastic rockfish fishing. Very, very good red fishing. Probably about as good as it gets down there.
Oh, I like
a little sprinkling of that nice grade yellowtail. Actually, just the overall quality of fish, including the whitefish down there, were pretty darn impressive.
That's awesome.
That's cool. So what was the biggest red?
Probably about 7 pounds.
Oh, jeez. My. And what about yellow? How big was the biggest yellow?
You know, the yellowtail were about 15 to 20 pounds. There really was a pretty good sign of yellowtail down there. Our guys are a little more geared towards fishing rockfish, so we spent the majority of our day doing that. We did get 7 of those 15 to 20-pound yellowtail. I know the Pacific Queen was down there, and they had a group that was pretty focused on that yellowtail. They did pretty good. I don't know what they ended up with, but pretty good sign of that nice, great yellowtail down there. But one real nice plus, you know, down there, there's not having to deal with any real depth restriction. Our best red fishing was like 50 to 70 fathoms, and it was good.
That's cool. Man, that is cool
that
fishing,
sounds
Mike.
Really good fishing. And what about bluefin? There was a sign of bluefin, right?
There's a little bit of sign of bluefin outside. I think there's I know the new Loanne picked up a little bit. It sounded like there was a lot of looking. You know, a week of that funky weather definitely, you know, probably either put them down or it took the guys the majority of the day to get on them. But there is a sign of bluefin down there as well, that mostly that 18 to 22-pound fish with some bigger ones.
Yeah, and let's remind ourselves it is the end of February, right?
January, yeah.
January.
End of January, yeah. Excuse me. End of January, and February is next week.
Yeah.
Well, I did actually, there was a period of time yesterday, one of the guys, after a few hours of this phenomenal red fishing, one of the guys down there goes, "What, are you metering any tuna or yellowtail where we were?" And I said, "You know, we are seeing yellowtail," but I said, There has been some bluefin seen outside of us, but you got to remember it's the end of January.
Yes.
And the guy goes, "Some of my best tuna fishing for the last 3 years has been in January."
Wow, that's crazy.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, what about trips on the Tribute?
Not untrue.
Yeah, not untrue, yeah. What about trips on the Tribute? What's coming up?
We have another day and a half trip scheduled this weekend. It looks like the weather is going to be phenomenal. I mean, looking a week out, it's hard to say, but it looks like a really, really nice stretch of weather. And we're going to do everything we can to put this trip together and get it going. We're going to be hauling out and doing some boat work after that. And then rumor has it, I'm going to be in there with you guys the week after that.
That's right, on Ricky's birthday, February 11th.
Celebration time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Do I plan on a hungover Rick?
No, that'll be Sunday night.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the next day. You're good.
All right, very nice. So we do have another trip coming up this Friday night. Right now, it's hard to say which way we're going to swing, whether it's going to be pulling net oriented or fishing that bluefin and yellowtail offshore. There is pretty good yellowtail fishing to be had. It's on some of the kelps. I know the guy has had a couple of kelp patties and did fairly well on that small to medium-sized yellowtail. We did spend a couple hours of our afternoon yesterday looking for some, but if you get on the right kelp, it's pretty good yellowtail fishing, too, so... that's something to look at this coming weekend with some really nice weather.
What a cool deal, Michael. Great to hear that Colinette is back and firing with those big reds and good weather and good fishing. We'll take it one more time. Shoot us the information if somebody wants to jump on the Tribute next weekend and go day and a half fishing with you.
You can give Seaforth Landing a call at 619-224-3383 or seaforthlanding.com. Here shortly I'll have some pictures up on our Facebook page of our reds and our catch from this weekend. That's just Tribute Sport Fishing on Facebook.
Awesome. Way to go, Mike. Appreciate the check. We look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, you guys. Have a great Sunday.
Thanks very much. See you in the studio in a couple weeks.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah. I love those big reds down in Colinette. That is such cool fishing.
That's an 8 pounds.
Yeah, I know,
That's a nice red. Yeah.
Nothing eats like good red. I mean, that's just like the best delicious fish tacos ever. Well, hey, the phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Captain Al. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Richard, who's calling us from Monrovia. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, just came back from Blavaconda last night at 1 in the morning. So
nice.
Pardon me if I'm a little tired.
I was going to say, yeah, it's hardcore getting to call the show this morning.
Hey, actually, I was able to hear the show while driving yesterday morning, actually, out by Gonzaga. I was surprised. So, my question is when it's in Labacana, it's really shallow flats and then ripping current and a lot of weed, like kelp in there, turtles eating it everywhere. What technique do you fish when you have that kind of debris in the water flowing through in heavy current?
Oh, that's a good question, because that happens in the bay sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know, you gotta, you know, it depends what fish are around too, what you're targeting pretty much, but you know, you can go to those weedless swim baits with the lead on the hook, you know?
Yeah.
And get, you basically want to go weedless for sure.
Yeah, like,
you know,
the war baits.
A lot of debris, because it can be a real, it could ruin a.
Yeah. You know, once, like, you get debris on your hook, it's over.
Yeah, so the war bait heads or any of those different manufacturers that make the weedless style.
Yeah, you're talking bait. About like the hook with the lead on it as opposed to a weed guarded lead head?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, those work real well, actually, for a bunch of junk in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those little MC swim bait,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Weedless, kind of like the ones you got
bait.
For Salto.
Yeah. And maybe if you want to get it down, put a sliding egg sinker or something like that on it?
Yep, you can even add, yeah, you can take the rubber cores and take the rubber out of the cores, and they fit on those hooks too. If you,
okay.
You know, if you're like
good,
in a remote
yep.
area, you know, you pull those rubbers out of there, and you can put however many you want on there. And those things run nice and straight.
Oh, okay.
That's a good tip.
You can
right.
really wind them fast too.
Well, gentlemen, I want to say that, you know, Rick Jensen has been telling me to go to La Bacana for a while, as is Orca Martinez, and I'm going to recommend to anybody, if you have a chance. They're building a new highway there, and once that's done, it's going to get just bombed out with people and go while it's still old Baja.
Yeah, where is La?
Tell
our listeners where La Bacana is.
So if you're heading down south of Highway 1 past Guerra Negro and you turn off to Abrejos,
right
before it goes over towards the Secretes, you turn off to Abrejos, and then you go about 10 miles on a salt flat road.
Mm-hmm.
Just it's a flat spot in for 10 miles, and you drive up there, and they have a brand new group of cabinas that are beautiful. La Casita is on the beach. I actually stayed at somebody's house, lives in Blanca and Les, who actually did my laundry for me, which
wow.
I wasn't expecting.
Wow,
it was really cool for $30 for one night. I was like, I couldn't believe it.
Nice,
and had to run to the house, and so. Just great people, huge groupers. I didn't get one of the groupers this time, I got 5-inch snapper, so I wasn't expecting that.
Sweet.
Far north.
Nice.
But 5-pound calicos left and right. Just really amazing, just rocky out there. So it was really cool, but go while it's still old Baja, because once that highway is done,
yeah, watch
it's
out.
It's going to be packed.
Won't be the same. Well, good info.
Yeah, very good info. Thanks for the tip. Appreciate the call this morning. You know, speaking of missing a show, you know, we archive every show, and thanks to our buddy Adam, who was off yesterday here. He put yesterday's show up this morning before our show.
Cool,
so
Adam.
If you missed, where's the archive from yesterday's show? It's up now at letstalkhookup.com on our webpage. Just go to the archives. You can download the archives. You can podcast. You can take it with you. Of course, so many ways you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup. If you download the Mighty 1090 app, you can listen to it in your car, no matter where you are. Just put it through your Bluetooth. You can listen through archives on the website, download them onto your device, and then you take them with you everywhere. We have a live streaming thing on our website, too.
So many people are using that option. I hear it all the time in the shop that,
yep.
Oh, that's how I listen now. I record the show, and I have a long drive during the week, and so I, you know, I got buddies that, you know, say they don't listen. They don't want to listen on the weekend anymore so that they can save the show for their long drive going to work right. during the week. It's a really cool option to have.
Yeah, you download it right onto your device, and then you plug it into your car.
Yeah,
and
super easy.
It's just like it's there 7/24.
Yeah.
Yeah, so check that out. It's all up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, such as is the Angler's Table
yes.
site, which has a lot of recipes from this guy, Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show. How you guys doing today?
What's up, Yanni?
Terrific. Hey. And, wow, I got a preview of your recipe today. That looks good. Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So this week's new recipe, it's a famous Italian stew called Cipino. And I'll tell you, here's why I made this. You know, our nights are finally starting to cool down here in SoCal, and my stomach tells me, man, it's time for fish soups and fish stews. So that combined with the hot sculpin bite that's been going on for the past month, it's been incredible. A good friend of mine, Tony Park, gave me a call and said he had a few sculpin and asked me if I could use some. And I told him, absolutely. And you know what? The Mediterranean is full of sculpin. So this Cipino stew and the sculpin go hand in hand. And to make this stew, it's just as simple as can be. I used whole sculpin, but I did chop off the head. And I used some market squid, combined some vegetables, a little bit of white wine, And, man, I'm telling you, you will be in Italian heaven with this recipe. You can find this new recipe at my website, fishermansbelly.com, or my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly Channel.
All right, great job, and we'll have it up on our website at the Angler's Table site. Yanni, always a great recipe, and the pictures just make you hungry.
Oh, man, no doubt.
Yeah, and Yanni's a big star on the YouTube, too, because he shows you how to do it. And
yep.
You do such a great job with those YouTube videos, Yanni.
You guys, thank you. Thank you so much. Can't wait to eat the leftovers tonight.
Yeah, very good. Fisherman'sBelly.com. Check it out. Thanks, Yanni. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. They're jam-packed. Rory and Wildemar, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Rory?
Hey. Good morning, sir. And all of you. I have a question. How do you explain to someone that's on your boat? I mean, I'm going to be taking people out on my boat and everything, but then you come back with no fish. And then I'm just going, okay.
How do you explain getting skunked? Do you ever get skunked, Al?
Al wouldn't know that. You should ask me. Don't ask Al.
He
never gets skunked.
Hey, I listened to the show last week with Brandon, and what did he say?
Yeah.
I get skunked all the time.
But, yeah.
You know, that,
you get skunked all the time.
That kind of shocked me with him. You know, for the most part, there's days where I just flat out don't get bit, but it doesn't happen very often. I mean, around here, you can adjust. Yeah, the bay, I guarantee fish or you get your money back.
Wow. And how often have you given money back?
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
But if you're going offshore, you're going inshore,
I mean,
yeah.
Things can happen.
Yeah, there's nothing guaranteed out there. You know, there's a lot of element. There's a lot of stuff to do. And then some days, like you say, you're fishing for those big bluefin, and you have clients that never even caught a 10-pound salmon or something, or not even. And they want to catch one of those things. They get a lot of chances, man. And, you know, it's tough. You got to catch them for them.
Yeah. I mean, we
you know,
we live in a world of Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat where every person in the world puts their best, you know, image forward. Like, when you go and get skunked, you don't run right home and make an Instagram post about how you caught nothing. But the next time somebody goes and they catch their fish, they're showing all their buddies and, you know, it's this perception that everybody that goes just catches all these great fish every single time they go, and it's just if you target trophies all the time, you swing and miss a lot, and that's just how it is.
And what's what's worse than getting skunked?
What's that?
Watching everybody else but you catch fish.
Yeah.
Just like the song, right? You get on, and that happens sometimes.
Absolutely.
It's
it
biting
does.
Wide open on the boat, and you cannot get a bite.
Yeah.
And everybody else, they sound like Gary Schiebler's song.
Yeah.
Everybody else is getting bit by me.
I think you're trying to explain, you know, to the clients or to your friends or whatever, why you didn't get bit that day. You know, the way I look at it is I've been doing it for quite a long time, you know, and I get over that stuff. You know, I am who I am, and I'm going to give you 120% on the water.
Yep.
Just blame it on the moon.
If that's not good enough to get bit, you know, people need to understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't have any bad clients.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all cool with it.
That's
it. So every now and then.
Suggest golf as their name.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks,
Rory.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I say, blame it on the moon.
Blame it on the moon.
If it wasn't for that damn full moon or not full moon, we would have had limits guaranteed.
Yeah,
hey, Tom in Temecula, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Tom.
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Another great day in Southern California in the springtime.
Indeed.
Anyway, first of all, I got to plug Yanni. You know, talking about fish soups, I did his Thai shrimp fish soup recipe, and that was incredible. I just love that thing. And it uses coconut milk and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, it's awesome.
Fishermansbelly.com. Check it out.
Yeah, you bet. That's great addition to the show.
Thank you.
Anyway,
you're very grateful,
Al. I'm a fan of bay bass fishing. Can you talk a little bit about Mission Bay? Have you fished it much? And what are the challenges there versus San Diego Bay?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't really fish Mission Bay. You know,
your boats are in San Diego
my
Bay.
Boat, yeah. So I can't. That's the major reason why.
And the time to get that information, Tom, is going to be Sunday, February 18th.
Good call.
Come on down to Dana Landing. talked to Johnny in the tackle store there at Dana Landing. He's the master of Mission Bay.
Yeah.
And there's several guys that'll be
and
there.
And Afrin?
Really,
I mean,
Afrin, like, and how about Ron Lang?
Yeah, exactly.
On the kayak there, all his guys, too.
Yeah, there is going to be so much good information that day. You nailed
it. It's a totally different deal in Mission Bay.
Yeah,
as are every bay up and down the coast, and that's what's cool about it.
Yeah, I have guys coming all the way down to San Diego out of L.A. saying, hey, I only get 2-3 spots. Come down and catch 50.
Yeah.
And they're absolutely stoked.
Again, title related. Tide is king in the bay. Tide is what makes those things, you know, what turns their switch on that says it's time to feed. It's all about tide.
Yeah, in Mission Bay, I believe the population is not as, the population over there cannot be as much as San Diego, but it is.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hopefully we'll see you Sunday, February 18th. You know, on the Big Bay today, San Diego Sun Road Marina, the boat show's happening. Today's the last day to go see. Go see Pete and Mike at Kustler Yachts there. Check out the regulators and the other boats they have down there. They have a lot of stuff down there, and today's the last day to go check it out. Right there across from the San Diego Airport on Harbor Island, the San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show. Going on today from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, good call. Jumping back into the phones, we're going to talk to Norman, who's called us from San Diego. Hi, Norman. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks,
Norman. Al really does give 120% on his calls, on his trips to his clients. So that's no BSing. My question is about mullet. You know, I had the fortune to hook one in San Diego Bay.
Wow.
And that really set the hook into me. These things are just unbelievable. But I was wondering if Al can give up any secrets about catching these, or if he knows anybody who can target this, or any information about targeting this elusive species.
The only thing I know about mullet is I've never targeted them, but, you know, I've been in the back there. They get on this when the current breaks back in there, and they get on that current break, and there's hundreds of them all stacked up. And you can see them feeding like
kind of like a carp.
You can see them feeding like carp. The only guys I've ever known, and I don't do it or anything, I don't partake in that stuff, is they go back and snag them.
Ah. You know, and there's also fly guys do it, right, Norman?
I got one on the fly, and that these things, it was like a little yellowtail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Somebody could
bullets,
figure out that fishery. Somebody could figure that out, man. They got to have people going nuts.
That's a good
trip
call.
Back a piece of grass or something.
I just always avoided them, Kenny, because they're super hard to catch.
Yeah.
That's a good call, Norman.
That is a good call, but I know that certain nationalities like those fish, for sure.
Yeah, I know the fly that the guys catch the carp on is like a chartreuse and white. Isn't that right, Norman?
Yeah, well, they catch them on all sorts of things that imitate like little bits of vegetation.
So maybe the same thing. What kind of fly did you catch the mullet on?
I caught it on a clousy swimming nymph.
Okay.
The trout fly.
Trout fly.
Yeah, real little one. But, you know, in Europe they target them, but I've never heard of anybody here in on the West Coast catching them. So
there's a bunch of them in there.
Yeah,
I know they stack up, and I've seen it where they're on a little break back there, and there's literally hundreds of them.
Yeah, and some of them are really big, too. You know?
Yeah, and you see them jumping every day you're in the back bay, you see them jumping around.
Interesting. Yep. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this
that's
morning.
That's a good one.
Appreciate it.
Dan and Encinitas, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dan.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question for Al on the bay. I got some friends who've never been out, and I'm thinking about renting a boat or a pontoon. I just want to get them bit. So what's like a good spot or technique for just getting like sharks or like a shovel nose or leopards or stingrays?
Well, I know Lowe's Coronado Bay Resort rents boats back there, and I know it's run by Steve Pernard at Dana Landing, and he's got really nice boats there, and that's right there in the zone
that's
right
a new
now.
One on me, yeah. So they are renting boats at
Lowe's
Coronado. Okay. Yeah, so basically, a good tip is you go back there to Lowe's Coronado and right in the middle of that channel in the first entrance, anchor right there and take some chop bait. I always use 50 pounds because there's some big bat rays back there.
Yeah.
And pretty good sized reel. And I use a Carolina rig with a sinker or just a dropper loop, you know, with the circle hook. And, what I do is save my sardines, and I take the sardine, I take a pair of scissors, and I cut cut from the tail up to halfway back, and then I pin it through the head, and I fire it out there. And they're biting back there. They're starting to bite right now. You need to – the tide needs to be moved. I like fishing back there on an outgoing tide, on a ripping outgoing tide.
Big tide.
It seems like they go back there and cruise around, and they got to get out of there, and they're going to swim right by and eat that thing.
That sounds cool, man.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Let's jump back in and talk to Randy. He's calling us from La Mesa. Hey, Randy, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi there. Now, I'm not a fisherman. I'm 78. I went fishing with my dad and my uncle maybe 5 or 6 times. They would throw the line out, grab a can of beer. But I listen to you guys for the enthusiasm these guys have. They call in, all the details you give them, and the recipes. That's great.
Thank you.
That's nice of you to say, Randy.
Well, maybe we'll get you back out on the water there. Go with Captain Al. You'd have a good time, Randy.
We catch them and cook them.
I don't know. There is one more thing why I listen to you. I have this old radio, and it only gets one station.
The Mighty 1090.
Well, it's the right station, so perfect.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Appreciate the call this morning.
Uh-huh. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a 3-quarter-day trip on the Liberty. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, 3-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big winner. Congratulations to Sam calling us from Irvine this morning. You're going fishing on a 3-quarter-day trip on board the Liberty. Congratulations.
Indeed. Always a pleasure having Captain Al, one of the nicest guys around, and a great guy to take kids fishing. That's kind of your specialty, is taking kids fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you want to turn your kids on to fishing, book a trip with Captain Al.
So
that's
easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, I'll do it. You know, I have a lot of clients that started in the bay, and now they're offshore fishing with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They started when they were 6 or 7, and now they're grown adults. In fact, I have one guy that I said, hey, you got to rent both boats because the kids are big now.
That's cool.
That's cool.
All right, so how does somebody go fishing with you if they want to go?
They can call me direct at 619-800-FISH, 3474. or go to my website, CaptainClowers.com, click on book now, and it's all automated.
Yeah, and a half-day trip, $450, you said, for two people?
Well, the Bay is $450 for two people, and that's $50 each additional person, so the more people you bring, the better deal you get.
Yeah, all right, awesome. Very good, absolutely. Al. That's fantastic. Thanks a lot for being here today, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam for doing all that he does for Let's Talk Hookup on the other side of the glass. Don't forget, like we said, archives are up. He'll have these shows posted pretty much instantaneously as soon as we go off the air. That's how good he is at this. And that's all on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the archives page. You can get all the recipe from Yanni. Will be up here soon on the Angler's Table section. Find out who's coming up on the show. You're looking trips up. You want to go on a trip with us this summer or spring or fall. We have all our trips up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Berkeley and Andrew from Seakeeper talking about that amazing device, the Seakeeper, and a lot more next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Mark and the guys from Inland Boat Center talking boats. And they'll have all kinds of information on the boats that they have and availability and servicing and all that good stuff. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.